So, walking back from the remnants of the carnival.
Yes, so Calabras and Velfreya went to the carnival in very dark blue ops mode.
Not black, dark blue.
No, dark blue, because dark blue blends into the shadows better than black. Black actually makes you stand out.
It's true. I did not know that until kind of recently.
So, went all quote-unquote stealth mode, which was actually just Calabras putting everybody to sleep and them just walking straight in. Like, it ain't no thing.
Can't alert the guards if there's no guards, you know what I mean?
Exactly, except, I mean, there are still guards, just they're busy doing other things, like sleeping. And now we are headed back, and it's probably a little bit silent at first as they kind of trudge their way through the woods, get some space between them and the carnival.
No longer in super rush.
Exactly, no longer in super rush, and a half an hour to an hour straight of teleporting two people is probably a little bit tiring.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, catch their wind, get back. Don't want to be gone too long, obviously, but it's nice to kind of just catch your breath before heading back into the city. And eventually, the silence has to break at some point, because otherwise it's just the two of us walking in the dark.
I'm going to assume you want to address the elephant.
The elephant in the room.
You are a collector of history, and I am a bit of an artifact.
I guess you could put it that way, but you're also a person. You don't exist for me to study you.
I guess that is true, but it would be rude of me to keep you from your job. I am a prime source of historical knowledge, so I feel it's probably best if we could maybe get that out of the way.
You kind of see a gleam in her eye, and she's trying very hard to hide it. She kind of, like, smirks over at you. You realize that if you give me free rein to ask you questions about anything you've seen over the past few centuries, there's not going to be a whole lot of getting it over with.
I'm prepared for that. I've had hundreds of years to think about things, so you don't even have to worry about hurting my feelings.
She kind of takes a minute to gather herself, because that's pretty big deal. And then kind of seems to focus in. And you mentioned earlier about how walking around the city like this, it's a lot to carry, but you see that wall, the wall we came in, and she kind of points
at Calabras nods.
You do know the reason they built that wall the way they did, don't you?
I'm assuming it's to stop crazy necromancer warlords from entering the city again?
Yes, but you remember the way Tolvera was before. After the dust cleared and the rubble settled, the people of Tolvera gathered together every architect, every channeler, every stonemason they could find to build a wall like the world had never seen. As the wall grew and word spread of a place where people could actually be safe, more people started coming. Farmers came to grow food for the workers. Merchants came, seeing opportunities for trade, commerce. The channelers who built the wall originally ended up becoming the founders of the library that we visited the other day. this city would not be what it is today if things hadn't happened the way they had.
You're telling me my terrible actions had positive consequences?
Pretty much. I don't have the power to justify or excuse decisions that were made in the past, but as a historian, I can offer you some context.
It's a little comforting, though not by much. It's a wall paid with a very heavy blood price.
But it's more than just a wall. These people's lives are prosperous. The world has knowledge that it might not otherwise had that library not been built. This is our continent's only trade hub with the rest of the known world. And it was the thriving commerce that allowed them to build such a thing in the first place. And I know it's not much comfort, but I hope it helps a little bit.
I'm not quite sure yet. It's something I haven't thought about. Maybe I need some more thinking about it. Though, I guess in a way, I didn't do something good. This would have happened anyway. I only added to the bad parts of the world and made it happen sooner.
But you don't do that anymore.
It's not that I don't do it anymore. It's more that I did it before.
I know.
I'm responsible still. And that'll never not be the case. No matter how much I want it to be. Regardless, I'm sure you're wondering how it all started.
Yes, I am, actually. I know you mentioned before that you didn't make a formal study of necromancy, but I've never heard of somebody learning what you can do without studying it. Are you... You weren't born under the sign of the serpent, were you?
I simply don't remember. It's been a very long time. I guess I might have lied a little bit when I said I didn't formally study, though it was less formal study and more of a necessity.
What happened?
I was a knight at some point. I'm sure many books could tell you that. But what they don't tell you is I wasn't sure the leadership. I wasn't sure of the leadership at the time. I was one person. I could not change the direction it was going, even if I didn't agree with it. So I guess you could say I tried to force my hand into moving the leadership into a direction I thought was agreeable. It was me and a handful of people. I'm you could understand, you could get their names off of any book, as they were probably my strongest generals. Dead were easy to find. They were an army you didn't have to feed. So that's what we went with. One small evil turned into one slightly larger evil. And one slightly larger evil turned into a bigger evil. And it kind of snowballed out of control. All the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I'm sure you've heard that before. I wanted a better future for the people, and I ended up making it worse.
At the same time, though, and I am not trying to minimize what happened or how you feel about it now, but in my line of work, I'm used to having to assume the worst in people. Because usually when I have to go to work, it's because somebody like Serdek is around. People who find these artifacts of great power and abuse them for their own gain, for outright malicious intents, or for reasons like you described, where they think they're doing good, but it gets out of control. I guess that's why I was so desperate to assume the best of Remy when we found him. But to me, seeing someone like you gives me hope. Because you made those choices back then, but you also made the choice to become someone better.
It took more than just me to make that choice, though.
It took someone presenting the choice to you.
It's true. The Silva that did take me in taught me what it meant to be more like them. Not use so much force. And in a way, I'm still struggling with that. I don't know how to solve a problem without hurting it. The woman earlier, she didn't deserve to die, but it was the only way I knew how to neutralize the threat.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of that because I was with the children, but you didn't seem quite yourself then.
No. I was exactly myself.
But was it the self you want to be?
Whether it's the self I want to be or not is irrelevant. That is the person I really am. That's all I know how to do. Now, that being said, just because I know how to give a nice smiting to people who need it, doesn't mean I have to do it recklessly. So, from here on out, I want you to be my moral compass. You tell me where to stab, and I'll do exactly that. I trust you more than Fragul in that regard. I feel he's a little...
excitable?
That's a good way to put it. And I don't know Jokiro and his daughters much.
I want to trust them, but we need to get to know them a little bit better first. And I'm honored that you would trust me with this.
It's not an honor. It's a responsibility.
Flip side of the same coin. Just like,
I guess you could interpret it that way, yeah, sure.
Well, that's how I was taught. When I was in training as an aspirant to the guild, we were taught some, perhaps questionable things, how to plan entry into a building if you need to ferret something out of it, that sort of thing. How to utilize some of our people's artifacts that have been proven safe to use, that we understand something of how they work and what they do. And to be given such a thing is considered a great honor, because it's showing that you're trustworthy, that you're trusted, but also a responsibility of using it properly and not abusing it the way the people we seek out.
Well, I do in fact trust you the most, so I want you to lead me, as I'm incapable of doing it myself.
I will do that to the best of my ability. She holds out her hand for like a... basically the way you held out your hand to her during the Do You Trust Me scene.
Boom. Handshake. There it is. Right. Well, with that all squared away, are there any more things you want to know about? I'm an open book.
Everything isn't a valid answer, is it? Or we really will be out here all night.
Probably not.
Is there anything you want to know about me? I mean, I'm just this random lady you met in a tavern.
Nothing I feel is necessary, though. Maybe at some point.
What was it like back then? During the times of the Ascension?
Wild. I guess you could say government was a bit harsher. As you know, when it comes to bringing up a new country, there have to be certain rules that are very strict. It's loosened up now, but back then it was a lot harsher.
Did you see the Great Library before everything vanished?
May have taken a trip there once.
Oh, it must have been incredible. That's...
if I had stayed there by the time I went, up until now, probably still wouldn't be done reading all the books.
She gets this really daydreamy smile on her face.
It's a sight to behold. Truly.
That's honestly one of my people's great goals, is to find it again. I mean, we built that library. We were the lore keepers, and when everything vanished, we lost our home, we lost all of that knowledge. We had a few volumes left, scattered amongst our travelers that formed the basis of our new library, but nothing like what it must have been back then.
Yeah. I'm sure I can understand what it's like to lose your life's work. And I'm sure you'll get it all back one day.
One day. And we did find new purpose when the old way of life died.
That's...
And it gives you a significant look.
That's the best way to move on.
Death and rebirth, kind of appropriate, don't you think?
In a way, yeah. Also, just a quick insider info. That Galleon's kind of a dick.
Is he really?
I heard he was the type to overdrink at parties.
Oh, was he really one of those?
Rumor has it. Might be a little biased, but who knows.
Shiny armor, long, luxurious curls, won't shut up about his own achievements after you get a single glass of wine in him.
As I said, rumor has it.
Oh my god. And now you're babysitting his descendants.
They seem much more likable than him.
I'm sure
also,
it's on...
They're not trying to kill me.
I mean, that helps.
That's a plus.
That's a plus, though... I guess he did give you a pretty good wake-up call.
I know, it's more of him not really doing his job.
Yeah, how are you still here, by the way?
Well, me and my generals had sort of pact. Our lives are all connected to each other. Savoth is, one of them. As long as I'm alive, he cannot die. But by that same token, he understands when I'm in danger. As with the rest of my generals. So they understandably save me. What a Galleon won't say is, or what he didn't say, was that he never really had a finishing blow. And I managed to escape. Just barely.
So your immortality is based on a pact with your friends, and so they're still out there somewhere.
I imagine so. I've lost track of them. Savoth is the only one I keep in touch with, even if it's a minor degree.
But you can't just, wave your hand and there they are.
A lot of us aren't on speaking terms, really.
Things kind of fell out.
That's a good way of putting it. Once our empire crumbled, they started to understand the devastation that I caused their people, or rather, we caused their people, and weren't particularly happy about it. Understandably so. Most of them have gone off to either help repair what's left of their homes, or have been in mourning since for the families and people they've lost.
And what about you? What are you doing with your long life? Other than hanging out with us.
Well, before I joined up with you, I was trying to hunt down any wayward necromancers I could find. Mostly for fear of them becoming what I was. I don't kill them. I just cut their hands off.
You can't do necromancy without hands?
It makes it harder. You try raising a few corpses with your toes.
She actually really does laugh at that. That's a mental image that I have now.
It's not easy.
I mean, I always thought the magic did all the work.
You gotta channel it somehow.
Can't get your hands dirty if you don't have any hands?
Precisely.
She's got this kind of like, what even is my life right now laugh on her face right now.
Ghouls and monsters and ghosts make for, I guess, good things to hunt. Keeps the village people safe, and you know, sometimes they call you a hero, and that can mean a little bit more than what it would to a normal person.
Yeah, I can see how that would be the case. Good to put some good back into the world.
Even if it's just a little bit.
I mean, one choice at a time, one step at a time, right? You didn't go from being a knight to being in the history books in a single day. There's the opposite journey is going to take time, too.
Yes, you're right. Anyway, we should get back to the kids. I'm sure they still need our help.
Pit stop first. She kind of pats her pockets and the manacles jingle.
Right. I'll meet you back at the hand.
All right.
I don't want to get mixed up in anything or get you in trouble.
It's all right. I mean, there is one part of this that you would probably be safer not knowing until this whole thing blows over, but...
I trust you with that information, and you will tell me when the time is right.
Don't just walk up to the door. I'll get us back into the room.
Of course. I mean, we are under watch. Technically, we aren't supposed to be out.
It was really good talking to you like this.
Yeah, we should do it more often.
I'd like that.
He nods and gives like a small smile.
She just smiles back. You've got a friend now.
Woo! We're like bros, technically. Like, we're getting to bro territory.
BFFs.
Straight up. It's going to be great.
So yeah, Velfreya will get us past the gates, like where the guards are, so they don't see these two people in very dark clothes trying to sneak through.
In dark blue clothes.
Are you in dark blue too, or are you in all black?
I figured dark blue.
Hey, we match. It's like our team uniform.
We're like ninjas.
Ninjas of the night.
I think that's a song, right?
It is a song. I'm pretty sure I just dated myself with it.
My brother used to listen to that.
Yeah, it's back from when Naruto was cool.
I do remember that.
So yeah, Velfreya will hop off and do her thing, and doesn't take her very long. Like, by the time you are able to walk to the hand, she's probably bamfing into the alley too. Because...
Oh, that's right, you teleport. You could have gone and done your thing before I even got to the front gates.
Yeah, but I got us through the front gates, because I'm nice like that.
There we go.
And that's when we get back into the room and see the kids lying in Remy's bed. I mean... And I'm saying this out loud for microphone's sake, but Velfreya is actually, like, whisper talking to you. They may have just fallen asleep on their own. They looked pretty tired.
That's fine. I was hoping they'd be a little more cautious, but I'm not going to argue with this point.
She just kind of shrugs. I mean, they're kids.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm gonna get some much-needed rest. Good night.
Good night.